Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In all my years of returning things, I saw something that I have never seen before. And I don't know if it's genius or just completely shady.
If you've never seen it before, it must be a big deal with all your returns.
Okay, so I went to return a dress I had bought for Christmas. I never wore it. And so I'm standing in line and the woman in front of me has a whole bunch of Christmas returns. Mind you, this is after Christmas, okay? So I was like, oh man, she must have overbought. She's going to return the stuff that whatever she didn't need. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking like tablecloths, like socks, sweatshirts, Christmas cards, like a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay. And I'm standing there and watch her do her return. And then she's done with her return. And then she asks the lady, can you tell me how much they are now? Because I might want to rebuy them. You know, after Christmas, everything goes on clearance. And it was at Target, and Target is notorious for, you know, 70% off, 90% off. So I'm watching because I'm right behind her. Like, one of the things she returned was this tube of Grinch Christmas socks. And when they returned it, originally it was $15, right? So she asked him to rescan it to see how much it was now. It was $1.50. And she goes, okay, I'll rebuy that. Oh, yeah, the wrapping paper, I'll rebuy that. So all the stuff she had returned, because at this point I'm nosy, right? It was like a $60 return. She rebought it all for like $6.
I'm completely stunned by this. Stunned. I don't want to call her a genius because I think there is some obsessive nature going on there. But wow. How can they get away with that?
I don't know.
How do they get away with that?
And I wonder, I was like, don't they have rules on like returning things and then rebuying them right away? I don't know. Maybe they don't. But I was so blown away. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I've never thought of that. I'm the type of person that's like, oh, let me get up early and see what's left over and see if I can score 90% off of something that I wanted, you know? But I wouldn't think to buy it all, hold on to it, not use it for the Christmas season, to then return and rebuy.
I would never have the energy to do that. I hate returning things in the first place. She wasn't subtle about it either.
No.
Like, she did this right in front of you. Everyone knew exactly what she was doing. It's just a loophole where they have to acknowledge it. Don't tell me you're going to think of doing this now. Do not tell me.
No, because I feel like there's like a scammer part of this. You know what I mean? Like, it feels dirty.
She's taking advantage of something there.
Yeah, it didn't seem right. It didn't sit well with me. And I love a good deal. But even that, I was like, I feel like you're cheating the system a little bit.
I wonder how many people actually do this.
I don't know. So let's throw it out.
Okay.
Is this genius or is this shady? Have you ever done it? Would you do it? Because I don't think, even with my bargain shopping, I don't think I could do this.
Yeah, if Kelly can't do it, I lean on the side of shady. 888-431-3764. Let us know what you think.
Oh, 714 right away. Genius!
Oh, no. I got a suit. This story is for all you crazy returners out there. What Kelly, who is a crazy returner, saw she had never seen before.
No, even this had me going, ooh, I've never thought of that. But it also had me questioning, is this genius or shady? So it was post-Christmas. I was returning a dress that I had bought for Christmas. I never wore. And so as I'm standing in line, the woman in front of me had a complete Christmas haul. We're talking Christmas socks, wrapping paper, decorations.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas cards. Mm. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, she didn't use them. She's just going to return them. So she did. She returned them. And then she asked the lady, well, how much are they now? Because, you know, everything goes on clearance after Christmas. And then she rebought everything at 90% off.
The audacity. She didn't even hide it.
No.
I've never returned anything in my life. Something just doesn't quite sit right with this for me. But the 323 here says, so I say she's a genius. Now, what's shady is when they charge $35 restocking fee on a pair of socks. I didn't know that was a thing either.
I think that's like more online returns, but I have seen that happen before. 951 says it's shady smart, but still shady.
Okay. That's where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at. There is an element of genius to it.
I give her credit. I just don't think I could do it. Daniel and San Bernardino, would you do this?
Absolutely. I'm listening to you talking. I'm not saying, oh, that's been such a middle waste of time. But I'm like, that's a great idea. That was genius. I think you were just mad that you didn't get that deal.
I was 100%. I was like, man, that was really smart. But I don't think I could straight face tell the lady, okay, now that I've returned it, I want to rebuy it. That's where I think I would have the problem.
Dude, that's smart. I'm thinking, that's what we're going to do. We're going to just pack up on some tube socks and bring them back the next day.
I'm wondering if you should have ever spoken about this. You've created a monster.
I know, right?
My wife's always at Target anyway. She might as well just, you know, stand in line a little bit longer.
Laura in Marietta says this is a complete scam. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Oh, she's brilliant in that regard.
Like, I feel like if you're going to get the Christmas clearance, you need to get in the trenches with the rest of us, okay? You need to be there on December 26th, ready to get that wrapping paper that you're going to keep for over 300 days underneath your bed like the rest of us. You can't buy it in December and then return it and rebuy it.
I cannot think of anything worse than any of this. Standing in line, returning. I give you credit for what you do because you make the best out of the situations and get the money you can and the deals you can, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm butthurt, but I don't think I could do it.
It is. You're a little upset. You never thought of this yourself, are you?
I didn't think of it. We'll see come December if I decide to do it.